Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
light. What is it? You know, it comes from the sun and from fires and from light bulbs, but really, what is it? What does it, is it caused by? And if you've been at school, you'll probably know that light's just one type of electromagnetic radiation. So let's go into how you make some light. Well, you would say, I make light by switching on the light bulb or by burning something. I can make light. No, that's doing something in order to make something make light. But how is actual light made? And the way that you actually make light is that you get a charge, a minus charge, for instance, an electron, and you waggle it really quickly. Well, if you waggle the electron, say if you have a charge on the end of your finger, and you move your finger up and down once a second, say, giving sound to some lovely new, or that new modern fangled rock and roll music that you listen to on your wireless radio, that indeed is making light. Now, the frequency of that light is 1 hertz, so it goes up and down 1 hertz. Now, hertz is actually after the person who really scientifically proved that's how you make light, by actually getting radiate or charge to move up and down. And as it moves up and down, it creates a electric wave. That is, if you have a charge, if left fingertip, and you move your right finger up and down, that will tend to actually make your, you'll be able to feel that charge moving up and down on your actual finger. Now, a similar thing is that you can wave a magnet up and down, incredibly. I think, wave a magnet up and down, you can do the same thing. Yeah? So if you have a magnet on one finger, you can feel the light, the changing magnetic field on your other finger. Now, that's actually not truly light wave. For a light wave to actually go, an electromagnetic wave to go out, it has to be in a function that is carried by, not by a medium, but by the actual fabric of space. That's right. So light travels at the speed of light in our universe. Now, if I imagine a box with nothing in it, not even space in it, that is, it's got none of the fundamental coefficients to recoil. So the fundamental thing about space is that it responds to a change of electric field by producing a magnetic field. And that is a property of space. That's a property of nothing. Okay, so our absolute nothing, i.e. no matter, is still a space. So I can still draw a cube around, a meter square cube around a volume of interstellar void, and that will be different from the step next to it, even though it's got nothing in it. So there's a difference between a void and nothing and actual space. So in our universe, we have space. The property of our universe, our space in our universe, is that it carries light. So light cannot propagate in void, that is, no space. Light requires space to propagate in. Space has these coefficients, permissivity, which is basically how much it responds to electric and magnetic field. And it's sort of a circular argument, but it's a fundamental property of space, these charged. Now, what you were doing, if you got tired of lifting your electric charge up, you might just push it up there with battery, up a wire, and just push it up and down with a battery. Do it. So if I want charge to move up, I get my battery and flip it over, and the charge will go up and opposite. You might be a bit tired of doing that, and you may want to really soup up the frequency of it. You might want to get, say, a little box, for instance, with a wire in it. and the battery flips all the time, and the wire is such that the electric field radiates well off. So if you don't have the that wire built properly, it won't detach. That electric field won't detach from your your I'm going to call it an antenna. Might give it away. Your wire. So your wire has to do two things. It's got to carry your electric field and your magnetic field away at the same time, and it's got to carry it away in space. Try and get your mind around that. It took me a while to get around it in terms of, oh, these are the coefficients for space, and that therefore that's the speed of light. Now you could imagine another universe with a different speed of light. Yeah, we'll just go over the fact I was having a little bit of a drink there as I come to pick up my daughter. It's amazing how the day disappears with it. But, and it's also amazing that people talk about the light, the warmth. And in the beginning, there was light. Oh. Wow. You know, that's knocked me off. Knocked me over. That's supposed to be profound, is it? In terms of, in the beginning, there was space and an oscillation, a vibration in space takes, there's vibration in space. Well, that takes very much. So look, light, you can actually take a box of space with light in it and actually transport it around. That space is carrying the energy of that light. So, yeah, you could say it's photons, but it's actually a contraction of space. Space with it. That's all you can say. You can talk about individual photons. And of course, as that space stretches, that light also stretches within it. Okay, going back to the wire. So I have a wire in my hand, and I've flipped my battery back and forth. Well, why not do that? Why not actually have a reversing switch rather than physically getting my battery and go, well, unplug it and replug it. Oh, unplug it and replug it. I just have a switch. So rather than actually tossing it up and down the wire, I actually flip the switch off and on. And that's really hard. I'm getting sort of, my fingers are used for texting, not for actually flipping the polarity. So what I'll do is I'll get a computer. Newfangled technology to flip the polarity on this wire so the electricity goes up and down, and I've got an antenna uniquely defined for it. And I know that I'm carrying one at the moment. You can actually have one of these things. This will, if I do it fast enough, I'll actually have a mobile phone. I can speak into it and get the actual switch to carry the information away, the rate at which it switches and stuff like that, to carry the information away. And that is a mobile phone. So I'm just getting around here. Stand by, these cars are going slowly. So this interesting thing of light, it means that you can see antenna everywhere, and you can actually understand that light, electromagnetic radiation, is just a sign of the circuit making it. And the atom itself, heated up, is got a little electric charge, negative charge, and the electric charge bounces up and down with respect to the nucleus. That's a little wire, and the energy, battery energy, is heat put into it. Now, it's limited by something called quantum mechanics. We'll go into it. It's shapes and limited, but it is like that. You can actually view a time-resolved p orbital, which is your first orbital, morphing into your s orbital and emitting radiation. You can actually physically see it. There's nothing, no smoke and mirrors here. Now, one of the things I want to say is that light travels in a straight line. Okay, so oscillation, electromagnetic oscillation of the electromagnetic field and the magnetic field travels in a straight line. So light is just this field, and these quantum effects give the impression of particles. The actual accounting stuff is we only account for things in particles. So it's like the economy of the universe, of our perception of the universe as particles. It comes out. Now, what I want to do, and we'll go in this journal, is actually turn that around. The definition of a straight line in space is the line that light would take. How about that? So I go up to you and I say, oh, look, I can make your laser beam bend from a straight line. Here, I've got a black hole in my pocket and I'm not afraid to use it. And of course, then you bring out your black hole and lo and behold, light skimming on the surface actually spirals around. You can actually get a black hole enough to actually bend. I mean, the US military would love this. You can get a black hole and actually bend the light just around and come straight back at me. Now, if you were a betting man, you could say, well, that light's no longer travelling in a straight line. But look, unfortunately, the definition of a straight line, this curvature of space, is that. So that's our definition of a straight line. It's a bit of a hard thing to imagine, but it's all to do about, you know, what our universe is, space like that. So what happens is that atoms are mini mobile phones, and you heat them up enough, and they will emit light. And they'll emit light until that oscillation is absorbed somewhere else in the universe. And in, as far as we're concerned, it's absorbed in these pi orbitals in the dyes in your eyes. The dyes in your eyes. So you're actually seeing you see radiation. I hear sound, I can see radiation. That's because your light has thousands, billions, probably not billions, but it's got millions of these little molecular antenna, which are triggered and actually create electrical activity. And we'll get onto that a bit later on in your eye. So you actually see that radiation. And the same thing goes that from radio waves to microwaves to infrared to visible to just outside the visible, radiation is all exactly the same. And you can actually get devices which produce things here. This is Henry Park. You're going to have to stop this. Thanks for listening. Now, always nervous crossing the railways. Alright, thanks a lot. That's a little lesson on life.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.